This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Virtual reality and augmented reality technology are moving fast and will be a game changer in a lot of businesses. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Plus, we're going to get the skinny on a free VR AR hands-on event the evening of June 5th right here in Chicago. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Game. All right, let's bring on Matt Wren, founder and chief technology officer at VR AR Chicago. Matt, always great to have you on the Gains podcast.
Always great to be here. Thanks.
All right, Matt, we'll have you give us the details on that VR AR event coming up in June in just a second. But first, virtual reality and augmented reality technology are quickly advancing. And that's where I want you to start today. It's all moving very fast. Explain.
Sure. I mean, the technology is moving pretty quickly. If you think about it, it really became available to consumers in 2016. So that was the launch of the Oculus Rift and the HTC Vive and the Microsoft HoloLens. Those all came out in 2016. And, you know, at the time, with the exception of the HoloLens, you know, the Vive and the Rift, you had to have a computer, several thousand dollars. Fast forward to today, you can get a Meta Quest 3, which is a completely, you know, wire-free, tetherless headset, VR headset, costs about $500. There's hundreds of games you can play on it. There's all sorts of other things that it can be used for in terms of education or industrial training or product support. In addition, you know, since the HoloLens was launched, we're at the HoloLens 2, that's even kind of an old technology at this point. In terms of augmented reality glasses, you've got the Magic Leap 2 is out. It's probably one of the best devices for actual see-through augmented reality. But then just recently, earlier this year, Apple launched the Apple Vision Pro, which is what they're doing, which the Meta Quest 3 also does, is kind of this what's called pass-through augmented reality.
And Matt, real quick, before we get any further, for those who don't know, explain the difference between virtual reality technology and augmented reality technology.
Sure. So for virtual reality, the thing to think about is it's sort of you placing yourself into a virtual environment. So think, you know, kind of you're in a video game, only you're wearing a VR headset, you have controllers. So you're placing yourself and you're moving around within a virtual environment and you're interacting with virtual objects in a virtual environment. And then augmented reality is you're placing data, digital information, whether that's, you know, video or audio, all sorts of any sort of digital information within the context of your physical environment. And, you know, the question when you start talking about augmented reality is there's kind of two types. There's what's called see-through or pass-through. See-through is, you know, I'm looking through a lens. I can physically see the space that's surrounding me. And you're kind of the digital information is sort of being reflected back into your line of view.
So that's when you're looking in the room and you're actually seeing the room that you're in. And as you're looking around, and what you're talking about is almost like overlays.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's, you know, think the concept of like a heads up display in a fighter jet where you know, there's images that are on a semi-clear lens that are projected in front of you. That's see-through augmented reality.
Okay.
And then what's relatively newer, kind of launched with the Meta Quest Pro a few years ago, and it got a lot more popular with the Meta Quest 3 last year and then the Apple Vision Pro this year, is what's called pass-through augmented reality, where it's just like you're wearing a virtual reality headset. So you're kind of looking at a video, you know, a camera feed being fed right back through to your line of sight. So it's still real time. You can see your physical space, but it's on a video screen that you're looking at.
You're going to be using this a lot, especially in the future. And I think a lot of people are like, yeah, I don't really see a world where I'm going to be wearing these goofy goggles and I'm really need this or any of this technology. And it's like, yeah, wait until it comes and you start using it in your job and everywhere else. And so for those people who are just trying to get their heads wrapped around this, just go into the use cases and just for, you know, the person who's sitting at home scratching their head, where is this all going?
What most consumers are probably looking at these devices and what most consumers are seeing is video game. It's kind of like another video game console. I can play games using this really cool technology where I'm immersed in the game. And that's, you know, for a lot of people who are old school gamers, that's almost like a dream come true. It's like, you know, instead of me looking at the game on a screen, I literally get to be in the game playing it. So that's a lot of fun. But beyond that, there's a lot of more functional uses for it. One of the biggest ones, I'll say, is education. And it's, you know, education is a very broad term. Obviously, when I talk about education, you could talk about in schools, but I'm also talking about in environments like corporate training or industrial training, because there are improvements that virtual reality can make for training, which are very hard to replicate. When you start to think of the cost of training somebody to do a job, and you go into, you know, the concept of like, here's a simple example, training somebody how to weld. Okay, if you're going to train somebody how to do welding, the normal way to do that nowadays is you get them a bunch of equipment and you put it in their hands and they are essentially trial and error. They're learning how to weld. They're being taught by an instructor, but they're physically using actual, you know, welding equipment, welding materials, a bunch of metal. They have to have a lot of safety equipment. There's only so much they can do they have to do it in a safe environment. So when you think about what it takes to train people to be a professional welder, it's a lot of time, it's a lot of resources, and there's limitations in terms of people having access to that stuff. When you do that with virtual reality, there's no physical resources required. You know, you need the VR headset and that's it. And I can, you know, train for 1,000 hours and it doesn't cost me any metal or any welding equipment. And when you say, okay, well, you know, what if I want to scale that out to 20,000 people and not all of them are close to a place where they'd have access to a facility where they could learn how to weld? Great. All they have to have is a VR headset and an internet connection. Now, take that same concept and apply it to other industries. Training people how to maintain an airplane, training people how to, you know, do medical procedures, certain medical procedures or deal with medical equipment. There's all sorts of ways that virtual reality can add efficiency. And that's one of the biggest ways that I think you'll see. And frankly, professionally now, you're already starting to see a lot of adoption of the technology.
Is that where companies, and especially in the world of business, I mean, we always talk about, you know, gamers, obviously, this is great. And you know, often gaming is the first use for the masses on this kind of technology or stuff like this. But in business, in organizations, the training is really the sweet spot right now for this stuff, huh?
It's one of them. I mean, gaming definitely drives a lot of the advancements. That's one of the cool, you know, the nice thing is games, they push the edges of what you're going to do with a piece of equipment.
And they're fun.
But yeah, yeah. Absolutely. That's what makes it fun. But then where you start to see a lot of the advancements and frankly, a lot of the return on investment, because that's, you know, when you're talking about anything that a corporation or a business or an industry is going to adopt, you know, the simple rule, it's either got to be cheaper, better, or faster. And when you start doing things with virtual reality, you really start to cross both of that cheaper and faster. And you can actually hit both of those, with industrial training. And that's where you start to see it. You see a lot of it. You know, I would say the military is probably the fastest adopter of it. Medical is huge. Manufacturing is gigantic right now. Those are pretty much the areas that you're really starting to see a lot of adoption. And, you know, when you start talking manufacturing, it's really amazing. You know, once you get beyond just training, you can start to see, okay, well, virtual reality in a manufacturing concept, product design. You can do iterative design on a new product thousands and thousands of times using virtual reality before you ever actually produce a prototype.
Wow. Talk about reducing costs and saving the material that you would often use to make these adjustments. What a game changer.
It's the funny thing is it's actually the full run of anything in manufacturing. Anytime you're talking about a product, it's everything from design all the way to, you know, final product support, customer support at the end. So think about, like, start at design. When you're designing a product before, you know, if you're a major industrial company like a John Deere or I'll say CNH, because I'm picking those two just because I spoke with both of them somewhat recently.
Right.
If they're designing a new tractor, you know, if they were going to do it without virtual reality, when they were doing it, you know, with CAD drawings and paper products, you know, drawings on paper, you know, conceptual models, and then eventually, to your point, you're doing sort of cheap and quick prototypes and possibly in like a clay mold, they're only going to do 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 of those. Whereas in virtual reality, you can do hundreds of iterations and it doesn't cost you anything. On top of that, all of your product designers don't have to be in the same physical location. You can actually have product designers, you know, in different parts of the world, but they're able to collaborate real time in a virtual environment. So they could actually work together, even though they're not physically in the same space. That's when you get to product design. Now, then you get to the point of, okay, we're actually going to start manufacturing the product. Well, it's already been designed in 3D. So a lot of the questions, you know, a lot of the, I will say, the error that comes with transitioning something from, you know, a paper drawing to an actual model, a designed model, something that you'd feed to like a CNC machine. Well, some of those errors where there might have been a little bit of mistake because you weren't really ever seeing it very well in 3D on paper, now some of that error goes away because you were able to conceptualize it in 3D using VR, so that when you actually see physically produced in 3D in your hand, you can have a basis of understanding of whether or not it's correct. And then when you start to deal with things like not just the actual assembly of a product and how to assemble it, because all of that can be predetermined and you can actually train the assemblers using 3D, using a VR as well, so that, you know, they can go through a lot of iterations of training. And then by the time they actually get their hands on the physical product, you know, how do you train somebody how to assemble a product if they don't actually have the parts yet? Well, you can train them in VR before the parts are ever even produced. And then by the time they do have the parts, they've already been through, 100 or 200 tries of putting the thing together.
It seems like you can use this technology in the manufacturing process from start to finish. And hey, we're going to get the details on that event coming up. You got to check this out. But hey, we got to take a quick break. So hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That's an option for you. I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesday mornings. We'll be right back after the break.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
All right, we're back with Matt Wren, founder and chief technology officer at VR AR Chicago. Well, Matt, we've been talking about virtual reality and augmented reality technology. We've been talking about the headsets. But I'm a firm believer, if you really want to understand something, you got to do it. You got to get your hands on the equipment. 5 minutes in a VR headset, and you'll get more out of that than Matt and I talking about this for 5 hours. And VR AR Chicago has a free event coming up, And hey, Gaines listeners, jump on this, attend, and get ready for your mind to be blown. And Matt, tell the Gaines listeners, all of us, how we can get in on the action.
Absolutely. So June 5th, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at 1871's auditorium in the Merchandise Mart, 12th floor. How you find the information about this event is you go to VRARChicago.com. That's our website. And the first link on our navigation is called The Next Evolution, which is the event series. And if you just the upcoming event series is what's called Demo Day. And so what we're doing is we're bringing a whole lot of virtual reality and augmented reality equipment into a space in Chicago, in downtown Chicago, 100% free to attend. You know, obviously, we're happy to take donations for people who want to donate, but it's free. And we want people to try the equipment because, you know, even if you've tried a Quest, maybe you've tried a Quest 3 before, or maybe you've gone to the Apple Store and you've tried an Apple Vision Pro. That's great. That's one device. You need to see a lot of the other technology out there. And it's literally putting your hands and your eyes on this technology. That's where you start to understand what it's actually capable of and how it can be as transformative as people like me who have seen a lot of this technology in the past. You know, we talk all day long about how powerful it is and how it's going to change everything that we do. Once you've actually put your hands on it and put your eyes on it and played with it a little bit, you can understand that too. And so that's what we say. You know, we can talk about this stuff all day long. You can watch videos about it. You can read other people's reviews of the different pieces of hardware. Just go try it. I've had so many different people who were naysayers who were like, oh, it's a fad. It's going to go away. It's not a thing. And I'm like, have you tried it yet? And 5 minutes in a headset, they're changing their tune completely.
You know nothing about something until you actually do it. And that's why you should take Matt up on this one more time. Matt, give us the details.
Sure. It's the event is taking place on June 5th, Wednesday, June 5th, 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. That's Central Time. We will actually have a virtual component as well. So there will, for the people who can't make it to Chicago, we're going to have a little bit of a live stream into a virtual environment called Frame VR. I forgot to add that earlier. But it's at the Merchandise Mart in Chicago, which is, at the River and Wells. And we're going to be on the 12th floor at 1871, which is Chicago's tech incubator. That's where we're hosting it. It's in their auditorium space. There's going to be, I want to say, at least probably 10 different companies there that'll be represented, that'll be showing off their technology.
And Matt, give us a little preview of what devices and what we're looking at if we attend this event.
Quest 2, Quest 3, those are Meta devices. We'll have a HTC Vive XR Elite. We'll have a Z-Space laptop. We're going to have a Mechdyne Cave system, which is a giant screen, frankly, that's 3D. There's going to be a lot of technology showing up. We'll have mobile augmented reality represented, definitely. Oh, we'll have a Tilt 5. That's a really fun sort of tabletop game augmented reality system. So I'm kind of forgetting which ones I've listed, but there's about 8 or 9 of them so far that are just, those are some of them.
With these various headsets, what kind of software will you be running on a Mac?
I will say we're going to try to focus mostly on what I'll say business, education, or industrial uses. So, you know, one of the examples we'll have is on the Quest 2 headset, there's going to be Transfer is coming in, which is an educational and industrial training software company. On the Tilt 5, I assume we're probably going to show gaming on the Tilt 5 because it was sort of meant to be a tabletop gaming system. Z-Space, I'm sure, is going to show education. That's the laptop that you can do augmented reality without glasses. They focus very heavily on the education space. Quest 3 and Apple Vision Pro, I'm not sure what they're going to show. There's two different companies that are going to be there showing Apple Vision Pros. And on the Quest 3, I would imagine it's probably going to be an industrial use, probably along manufacturing lines. So there's lots of different use cases represented.
Like I said before, hey, Gaines listeners, take advantage of this opportunity. You're going to be able to get your hands on the equipment and play with this stuff firsthand. If you're in Chicago, definitely check it out on June 5th. So, Matt, my other question with this technology is, when will it be fully adopted by the masses? I talk to people all the time about this tech and the headsets that go with it. And then I often hear things like, nobody's going to wear those goofy-looking goggles, especially all the time. So, Matt, what do you say to that?
I would say the future is here. It's just not evenly distributed. that's what I would say to that.
Interesting. Okay. All right. And what do you mean by that?
So we did, you and I spoke about this earlier on the radio, actually. We delivered that virtual reality class to students, which was middle school students.
Yes.
So we did virtual reality career awareness. We, you know, my team went into the school. We took over the school gym, turned it into a VR lab for a day, and ran, you know, on several hundred children, basically several hundred middle school students through career awareness training. But before we did that, when they were kind of in the, there was a little sort of classroom section that they would do before they went into the VR, which was because we didn't know what percentage of those kids have tried VR before, what percentage of those kids know how to use the controllers. But we asked them, and I would say about 50%, and this was middle school in the Chicago suburbs, about 50% of the students raised their hand that they have tried VR before. And then we're like, okay, well, how many of you actually have one of these headsets? And that was about 30%. I would say about a third of the kids raised their hands. Now, again, this wasn't, we didn't actually take down statistics. We just sort of did an informal check to check our own thoughts. That was actually a higher percentage of kids than we thought would have tried this.
I agree. So, I'm surprised when you say that. I mean, I guess gaming skews younger, but still, I'm surprised by that. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's. I mean, we were surprised by it. We figured it would be a lower percentage. So it was surprising to us how many kids not only had tried it, but actually had their own VR, had a VR headset in their house somewhere. And so what was neat about that was, okay, great. So there's a lot of kids that we don't actually have to, teach just how to put a headset on and how to use the controllers. But I would say, there's going to be a definite continuum in terms of walking around. I don't foresee a time, any time in the immediate future, and I'll say the next 5 or 6 years, where everybody is walking around wearing either glasses or a headset all the time. I don't see that happening. But I do think it will become a regular technology that almost, I won't say every profession, but a lot of professions are using very regularly in some capacity or another. So, whether you're an electrician or a fireman or a police officer or a lawyer, in some way, shape, or form, you're likely to have done some training using virtual reality. And I mean, again, you can almost say so virtual reality training, police have been using virtual reality training for years. They just haven't been doing it in a VR headset. They use, giant immersive, what are called cave systems, or, essentially you're standing surrounded by screens. It's kind of virtual reality. It's not necessarily walking around in a headset, but you could do the same thing in a headset. It's just, that's the way that they've been, firearm training simulators. That's what those things are. It's almost like a giant room full of video screens.
Right.
So the technology's been around. It's just evolving down to the point of now being on a headset. I don't see people walking around with, augmented reality glasses 8 hours a day or 10 hours a day, every single day. I don't see that technology really being a consumer tech in the next I'll say 5 years. There's a lot of physics problems before you get to that. But I do think you will see a lot more use of pass-through augmented reality, like what's on the Apple Vision Pro or the Meta Quest 3. I think you'll start to see that a lot more. And I think as you start to see kids now in education moving through, it's going to start being more and more integrated into education environments as well. Because, frankly, the kids that are coming out of school today, they will, at some point in their professional career, likely be using this technology for training, if not for their actual, their actual jobs.
And again, as I say, with all budding technology, artificial intelligence, virtual reality, augmented reality technology, don't ignore it. Get your hands dirty, learn about it, play with it, and be ready for the future. And again, that's why you got to check out the event at 1871 in the Merchandise Mart on June 5th. I believe it's in the evening, so there's a good chance I'll be there. And to get more information, go to VRARChicago.com. And again, big thanks to Matt Wren, founder and chief technology officer at VRAR Chicago. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesday mornings, and I look forward to seeing you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast powered by Odyssey.